from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, the 20th day of January, 2013. There's an important report filed by Melissa Melton.
Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Last week, Alex Jones appeared on the Piers Morgan Show on CNN to discuss his views on gun control. The following night, Pierce decided to host a panel regarding Alex's appearance, and he had on Daily Beast sports columnist Buzz Bissinger, Huffington Post Abby Huntsman, and lawyer Gloria Allred. And Mr. Bissinger made what can only be described as a threat against Alex's life. Let's take a look at this clip.
It is pathetic. It is ridiculous that you are allowed, I don't care what the justification is, that you are allowed in this country to own a semi-automatic weapon, much less a handgun. But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
Now, as you saw in that clip, Bissinger tells Morgan the only reason he would need a semi-automatic gun is to, quote, pop Alex Jones, to which they all laugh. And Abby Huntsman actually says, I'd love to see that. And Morgan even says he would borrow his brother's uniform. And this isn't the only time during that television show that a threat was made on Alex. Earlier in the show, one of Pierre's guests also made the comment that he hoped Alex's children would not be killed.
I don't want Alex Jones to get the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that one of his children have been shot and killed by somebody who shouldn't have a handgun or a rifle.
This kind of talk from supposedly anti-gun activists is abhorrent. They're making a threat on national television to shoot and possibly murder someone. And it's no joke either. As you'll see in this next clip, private investigator Doug Hagman came on the Alex Jones Show just a few weeks ago and talked about how he has an inside source in the Department of Homeland Security and that the DHS is actually keeping a list of pro-gun activists and political activists who will be taken out.
Anyone reporting on journalism, speaking out against government policies, anyone who protests anything that is antithetical to this regime will be shut up and censored, if you will. And not only that, but according to my source, put on a list, because when the money supply, or when the economy collapses, when we can no longer buy anything, and the riots break out, the very first people to go, according to my source, the very first people to be rounded up, the very first targets, if you will, on the radar of this regime are the people that are speaking the truth about what's taking place.
On Hagman's site, he relayed in detail that there are lists of political dissidents maintained by DHS and vocal opponents of the politics of the global elite, the bankers, and the opponents of anything standing in their way. Well, they are on the top of the list to be, quote, handled. In the days following that broadcast, news broke that Keith Ratliff, a man behind FPS Russia, a gun show on YouTube that made the channel one of the top 10 most popular on the entire site, was tied to a chair and shot execution style in the back of the head. Then John Nevesky of Nevesky Rifle Works, a gun manufacturer known for his AR-15s, was mysteriously killed in a car crash just days after he posted a list on Facebook linking mass shootings and horrible acts of murder and suicide to antipsychotic medications. In the wake of these threats against Alex on the Piers Morgan Show, it would seem Twitter fans picked up Piers's sentiment and also threatened to shoot Alex. One Twitterer wrote, I hope Alex Jones gets taken by terrorists who shoot his arms and legs off, starting at the fingers and toes, and work their way up. Another, for the first time, I see a good reason for guns in the USA. Alex Jones, someone please shoot this Muppet. I wish somebody would shoot this Alex Jones guy in the face. And then another responded, please and thank you. As the system ratchets up this war on our Second Amendment rights, we are seeing some unprecedented attacks against pro-gun activists and political activists who are just trying to fight for our freedom. Are we going to see another false flag next? Are we going to see another mass shooting, another Oklahoma City, another systematic takeout of a group like we did in Waco? Well, Doug Hagman left us with this chilling warning.
By the way, Alex, according to my DHS source, expect more. Expect at least one more. One more incident to really solidify in the minds of people that these big bad assault rifles, a misnomer to be sure, are not to be in the hands of the American people.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All the leaves are brown.
With Ron Paul of 2013. He is now the former congressman. The first time I interviewed him, he was running for Congress again, I guess back in 95, 96. And he'd been in Congress once before as a Libertarian. And, of course, went back as a Republican. And he has been our greatest defender of liberty. Worldwide loved and admired. He's got big announcements coming up soon. I've heard the rumors, and I'll see if he'll give us any hint. But he joins us, obviously, to talk about the fiscal cliff that he said we've already gone over a long time ago. What's happening with that? The Sandy Hook shooting, the announcements of the NSA openly spying on us. It's like everything Ron Paul talked about 15 years ago and got called a conspiracy theorist is now just out in the open. And former congressman and really omnibudsman of liberty worldwide, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yep, very good. Family got here. We had a lot of fun and didn't solve any world problems.
I wish I need to learn how to unplug as well. Wow, you know, you heard what I threw out there, sir. Where would you like to start first?
Well, the things that I've talked about is mostly, well, the general, deterioration of our individual freedoms and our liberties and our markets. But I think the big thing as I wound down my career dealt with, financial and the economy. And I think both major parties and most members of Congress are in total denial as to what the real problem is, because they think it's just a budget. You know, well, if we change this number, raise taxes, cut spending, pretend to cut spending, we solve the problem. And I think it's much bigger than that. I think, first off, the country is bankrupt. We're insolvent. We can't pay the bills, and they won't admit it. I mean, we have these obligations of $220 trillion in national debt, of $16 trillion. We're the biggest foreign debtor nation ever. And that is ignored, and they talk about, what they're going to do with tinkering with the tax code, and they talk about cuts, which aren't cuts. It's just all deceit and trying to fool the people into believing that they can tinker with a budget. But I think the problem is government is too big. They don't follow the Constitution. They don't know what the rule of government ought to be in a free society. And they don't admit we're bankrupt. And oftentimes I've used this saying that, are we going to go over the cliff? Well, in many ways, we're over the cliff in that we're not going to retrace ourselves. If you're over a cliff, you just don't have a chance to climb back up. And we really don't. We're not going to have enough people in Congress in the next go-around, or do we have them now? We have better people now, and we're going to have some people speaking for us. But we can't go back and all of a sudden balance our budget, remove the regulations, and protect our liberties. All we have to do is listen to our president, what his plans are. But the Republicans aren't, doing a whole lot more, because we're facing a situation where it took 100 years for our governments and our schools to indoctrinate our people to accepting the idea that the role of government ought to be to take care of us and provide perfect safety and make sure nobody falls through, the net and take care of people and the whole world. And I think we have to address the subject. What should the role of government be? The founders made an attempt at it. They wrote a constitution. We don't obey it. And to me, if we would accept the notion that the role of government is to protect our freedoms, provide some national defense for us, provide a sound currency, and protect our liberties, there would be no warfare state and there'd be no welfare state. And nobody wants to address that. You know, in all this talk, neither Republicans or Democrats would even suggest about cutting the militarism. The only talk was, should we increase the military expenditures by 18% or 20%? The people who wanted 18% were castigated for slashing national defense and said they were, unpatriotic. So that is where the mess is. I see the mess that we're in, a problem of education, the consequence of 100 years of control of many generations, sure, indoctrinating them into bad economic policy and bad foreign policy.
Congressman, you've talked about globalism, the Bilderberg Group, people like that, but it's now in the Financial Times of London. It's in hundreds of papers, but we can probably pull some up and put them on screen, where they announce global government by the six mega banks. And I listen to Bloomberg Financial on XM, and they brag that they've conquered Europe with debt. They've signed the Europeans on to derivatives. They've got them dependent on socialism, but most of the debt is actually the central bank's debt that are really private. And now I see them wrecking us, Congressman, on purpose to make us debt slaves while also making us dependent. I mean, surely they know the facts. Even the Congressional Budget Office, as you know, 3 or 4 years ago said we were bankrupt. All these other government economists have admitted this. So you're not just somebody who studied economics. You're also a medical doctor. It's kind of like a patient that's got cancer all over their body. This is already a done deal. So what's your take on my statement that we've been maneuvered into rack and ruin by loan sharks? I mean, I think it's important to not just say they're a bunch of buffoons in D.C. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, in my research, are just mafia organizations that want us as basically debt slaves on a sharecropping plantation.
I think it's partially true, but it also involves indoctrination through education. It's just not 10 or 15 people who get together and all of a sudden they can change people's minds. People endorse Keynesianism. They endorse the Federal Reserve. They endorse us being the policemen of the world and that we should have these wars in the Middle East. So they have been indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are a few who are going to benefit. You know, I can't read into their minds. I don't know. They sit back and say, you know what, we're going to bankrupt the country and cause this chaos. I think they try to get away with manipulating and maneuvering and benefiting themselves both with power and money. And philosophically, it doesn't work out. So they have to react. So they take advantage of it. It's sort of like taking advantage. Don't let a major crisis go to waste. I mean, they create the problems. They think they're going to get away with it. And then when the crisis hits, they make use of it. And they say, well, we have to do. They're motivated by money and power. And they have to kind of control
the
politics.
Sure, sure. I don't think
they're smart enough to, on a daily basis, say, well, we're going to do A and B is going to be results. I think they're mostly unintended consequences that occur, and they react. I'd like to get people to react differently.
I agree with you that at the mid-level and even the upper levels, obviously, it's just a corrupt system people have been born into now. But I'm talking about the 112-point plan that got leaked out of the World Bank when Joseph Stiglitz resigned, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, in 2002. It talked about how they manipulated third world countries into bankruptcy to take control, and it discussed doing it to the West. So at Bilderberg, from our sources, but also at Davos, I've got Herman Von Rompuy, head of the EU, saying we're going to use the financial crisis to bring in the new world order.
And that may be, and I don't know every individual who makes these plans, but I do know that I meet a lot of people who believe. I mean, you take a guy like Bernanke. I think Bernanke actually believes that junk. You know, I think he really believes that he's been sent here by the Creator to make sure we never have a Great Depression before because they didn't print the money fast enough. I don't think he sits and says, and goes much further than this, because he has invested a lifetime into proving this ideology. I think he's wrong. He's determined to prove he's right. So he creates trillions and trillions of dollars. And then these people that you're talking about, they know what's going on, and they line up, and they get involved, and they learn how to manipulate the system for political. political reasons. So we know that our president has an agenda, and it's very, very clear. So he works his agenda with the system that exists.
I agree with you. There's different factions who only care about themselves, and together the perfect storm. But you're saying he thinks he's right, you think you're right. Sir, I watch a speech that's in our film Matrix of Evil you gave in 2003 at McKinney Ruff's right outside Austin, here in South Austin, and you laid out everything that was going to happen, how they'd use the drones here, how they'd have the NSA spy on us, how they would use the Patriot Act on the citizens, how when they collapse things, they would use that to take full control, how the derivatives bubble would work. I mean, it's like you're a prophet, but you're not. You were in there in the committees. You've studied history. You know what was going to happen. You said the stimulus wouldn't work. You said all these things wouldn't work. You said that the Republicans would vote to raise taxes. $1 of cuts for every 41 in spending increases. 77% of Americans with tax increases on payroll. I mean, it's like the lying. And what's happened is we've been eased into this tyranny. And so now you're here saying, well, we'll see who's going to be proven right. You've been proven right, Congressman. Toot your own horn.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with the conclusion of our important interview with Congressman Ron Paul.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com.
Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Taking this moment to bash Glenn Beck. I've tried to be nice to him, but he says he's now the leader of the libertarian movement.
Yes, I saw that. I'll have to check him out. I wonder what he believes in.
Yeah, because he told me that your supporters 4 years ago were going to blow us up with bombs and that we did Oklahoma City, and then he keeps, you know, saying that we shouldn't get in the government's face. I mean, my only deal with Glenn Beck is he says I'm dangerous and basically shouldn't be on the air. Piers Morgan basically says that as well. And then now he tells me that he's my leader. And then he's now going to become Ron Paul and Alex Jones, I guess, mixed. Do you have any comments on that?
Not too much, because I don't know exactly what he's talking about. All I can do is speak for myself on what I believe in and what I'm trying to do. And I've been pretty much upfront on, you know, what the principles are and in which direction we should go and effort. I think I do one thing differently than others, and that is I try to stick to, you know, ideas rather than personalities. And, of course, we've already mentioned the president, and I mentioned George Bush. But over the years, I basically don't attack the individuals. I don't generally attack Bernanke.
Sure, but you did call him a demagogue when he said that your supporters wanted to blow up buildings.
Yeah, that's for sure. But so, but generally speaking, I don't do the personality thing. That is, doesn't mean that, matter of fact, if you do the personality thing, you get a lot more attention, but I don't want it to distract. If people want, they'll try to entice me to say, what should we do with Bernanke? How should we punish him?
Remember
what our governor said that we should do with him. I might agree with it, and I might even say things along that way, but most of the time I'll go and say, it's the system. It's the system of the Federal Reserve.
I agree.
That is what I want to concentrate. Some people will concentrate on different things. They'll have different tactics and different viewpoints, and I think that's fine.
No. Listen, I think Glenn Beck does a lot of great work and has gotten better and better. He is just systematically, I don't infight. You'll never hear my show talking about other people that are in the Liberty Movement. He just routinely says, he said I made up the 1.6 billion bullets, even though that's AP Reuters direct federal purchases. You know, I'm making up the police state. I'm making up NSA spying. Your supporters want to blow buildings up. I mean, he is trying to gatekeep, and I'm just warning you that unless you join with Sauron, Dr. Paul, he's gonna stab you in the back. And I'm only saying that like kind of like a chart when you're coming into a bay in a boat. I'm just marking the chart, Dr. Paul, but you're a smart guy. You know that. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left in closing. Sandy Hook and now the Feinstein Bill and others to make us physically turn them in, not just go back and re-register with the ATF at their pleasure. Now they want to just open where they decide, law-abiding citizens turning their guns in. What is your take on that, and are you concerned about a purge or persecution of gun owners?
Well, I'm concerned about their inconsistency. They want to get rid of guns because somebody used a gun and did some violence. But we all know that more people are getting killed with hammers and fists and knives. So they're not very consistent. They see an opportunity. They want to get rid of the guns. Some people believe they're dangerous and want to get rid of them, and other people want to get rid of them because they know that guns can resist the government tyranny, and some people like the idea that governments become tyrants and they should run things. As long as the government kills children, it's okay, so they want to protect that. You know, all that scandal and outcry, which much of it was justified, seeing kids getting killed, is a horror. But at the same time, how about those people who are saying, okay, this is an excuse to take away the rights of people who use guns to defend their family? How many of them are shouting and screaming about the children that our drones are killing on a daily basis because they're Muslim kids in different color and they're overseas and nobody has to line them up and shoot them? We can do it by directing drones from this country. That doesn't even count. So that's what their whole goal the government perpetuate and the way they destroy our liberties, and they perpetuate the violence. I mean, compared to the violence that governments have perpetuated on the people versus what the people do to each other, there's no contest.
Historically, government's the number one killer, as you know. University studies out of Hawaii and others, 292 million people killed the 20th century, non-military combatants. We have a red alert, sir, that just came out while you were on with us. DrudgeReport.com, Weekly Standard, AP, you name it. Obama White House threatens executive action to physically confiscate the firearms. Biden has now given a speech, sir. They've got a bunch of state reps and federal reps. I've literally got over 10 articles. They're all calling for executive orders. And Obama is saying now that he will do everything in his power, including executive orders. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we feared. Congressman, constitutionally, that's beyond a constitutional crisis. As a constitutional expert, sir, if he signs an order ordering we turn in our guns, what does that mean?
Well, it should go without saying that he's gone way too far. It also should go without saying that he's acting with the use of illegal violence, and he becomes the violent person to say that if you don't, and this is not new. He's been doing this, you know, an environmental regulation. If Congress moves too slowly, well, I'll write an executive order. But he didn't invent the executive order and the signing orders. You know, I'll ignore this. It's a bipartisan
But it's
thing.
Accelerating and getting dictatorial. They now say our military.
Yeah, it's been.
What
it's
do
been
we
going
do
on.
If Obama orders us to turn our guns in? Doesn't that make him a dictator if he just says, I'll do whatever I want?
Certainly a dictatorial move on that. If the American people had been a little bit better versed, maybe they wouldn't have reelected him. So I do not say that he is a dictator like some of the 20th century dictators that killed 290 million people. But these are dictatorial moves. They're very, very dangerous. And people say to me, why are you worried about, you know, the military arresting American citizens, National Defense Authorization Act? Because only one or two people were involved. Yeah, but the principle is 100%. When you establish your principle. So what he's doing is perpetuating a principle of putting more power into the presidency. And it's very, very dangerous.
Setting the president under NDAA. We're almost out of time. Sir, will you turn in your semi-autos?
Well, I might not even have anything to turn in for that purpose, but I don't think the American people will. I've always assumed that the line in the sand may well be drawn. If the federal agent marches in unannounced and they say, well, give me your gun and give me your gold, I don't think they will do that, you know, calmly. I think the American people will highly resent it and resist.
So you think I was right then telling Piers Morgan if they try to confiscate the guns, it will start 1776 Part 2?
Well, I don't know whether I put them in the same words, but I think I said something very similar to what you're saying.
Well, God bless you, sir. I hope we can get you back again in a month.
Very good.
What are any other websites that are important to plug? Just campaignforliberty.org?
Do that, and then we'll be listing some new things there because we're making some other web pages. I'm going to have a home page. Unfortunately, I didn't have ronpaul.com, so I'm going to have RonPaul'sHomepage.com. That'll be coming up, but it's not ready yet.
All right, big announcements coming soon. We'll talk to you and say hi to the family. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Great to talk to that man during this dark time. I told you executive orders were coming. They're getting us ready to see if we'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be it. Well, that concludes my interview with Congressman Ron Paul last week. Just incredibly important information where he agrees with me that most Americans' line in the sand is the Second Amendment. It's how our country was founded. And this is nothing but pure tyranny we're witnessing right now. So I pray we can fix this peacefully through the courts, through the states, and through the Congress. And a lot of people are standing up against this tyranny, including our next interview. Former state rep and, of course, Luby's massacre survivor and mother and all-around just amazing patriot, Susanna Hupp. I talked to her, and here are some excerpts of this incredibly important interview.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Representative Susanna Gracia Hupp, former representative. She's a survivor of the Libby's massacre. Some of her family was killed. She famously testified before Congress to Chuckie Schumer that, hey, our guns aren't for duck hunting. The full testimony's up at Infowars.com right now. We just reposted it up there. She said it's to protect us from you guys up there. And I wanted to get her on the air because she was instrumental nationwide testifying before legislatures everywhere, not just the Texas legislature that she later chaired committees on, to get concealed carry in. And we've seen 25-30% or more reductions in every state that's done it. So she'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour here in just a moment. Here is just a short excerpt of her testimony before Congress.
The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting.
and I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our rights, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
Man, and boy, that was what, back in the mid-1990s, and here we are in 2013. Great way to kick off the new year with a champion of liberty who, I've got to say, if any one person got concealed carry in, you can say what you want about it turning a right into a privilege. The point is that it put guns on the street in law-abiding citizens' hands, and the criminals are keeping their heads down. Violent crime down over 20% nationwide on average since then. We've shown the new FBI statistics. Except in areas where they've taken the guns, crime is up. Former representative, talk show host on 590 AM, you name it, best-selling author, Mrs. Hupp, good to have you on with us.
Hey, happy New Year to you, Alex.
Well, I am excited. What's your take on everything that's happening and the open calls now in the Feinstein bill to physically make you turn guns in?
It's a scary thing, isn't it? I've talked to a lot of friends of mine who we all kind of talk big. You know, you hear the from my cold dead fingers comments. But the truth of the matter is, if a bunch of jackbooted thugs show up at my door and put a gun to my child's head and says, turn over all your guns or else, I'm probably going to turn over my guns. You know, so I think it's really important, and I think this is why so often revolutions are mostly about young people and young people without extended families. You know what I mean? It's a scary world right now.
It certainly is, but there's 160-plus million gun owners. If 1% fight back, that's 1.5 million soldiers. I agree, most people are going to turn them in, at least in the first wave, but the tyranny that follows is going to result in a civil war. And if you notice all the branding of Obama as the new Lincoln and how he's going to kick the butt of the states, it's pretty creepy.
It is. It's very frightening. And, you know, when I talk about people turning in their guns, I think there are an awful lot of people that are going out of their way to purchase guns that don't have a track record, you know, that can't be traced to them. And those guns are going to be hidden and buried all over the place. And, you know, we might be some of those people. Alex, you and I are going to be the first doors that they knock on.
You're right. They're going to try to make examples of people. Why do you think, for listeners that just joined us, we have the clip, Dianne Feinstein and others are saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in.
Why do I think she's doing that? I think because she's absolutely clear that she has the backing of the president, and she now has, I would say, 70% of the media firmly behind her. You know, I was actually sitting getting a manicure a few days ago, and there was a lady kind of across from me, somebody I didn't know at all, and she got to talking about the guns and the shooting in Connecticut, and she turned to me and said, well, I just think we should get rid of all the guns. What do you think? Of course, that was a mistake, right? No, I took it very easy on her, and I didn't tell her any of my background or anything, and I simply said, well, you know, I've thought about it, and it seems to me that not one single one of these mass shootings has ever occurred where guns were allowed. And she stopped, and she kind of blinked, and she got up, and she went and washed her hands, and then came back and sat down and looked at me, and she said, you know, I never thought about that, but you're right. So I think there are an awful lot of people out there that you can't grab with statistics. You can't grab with logic. I think there are a lot of people out there that you have to put them in a position of being, you know, as close as you can, put them mentally in the position of being completely helpless. And then ask them if they would rather have somebody with them, even if they choose not to have a gun, if they would rather have somebody with them that knows how to use one or not. You know, even if they won't defend themselves, most people are willing to defend their child. So I do my best to talk about that sort of thing.
I know it's hard for you to talk about it, but you do to save other lives. And I've got to commend you again. As you know, people can pull up the uniform crime statistics. Since concealed carry became ubiquitous in most states, crime rates on average around 24 to 25%. National, it's only about 20 because of some of the gun-free zones like Chicago and New York. But the Louvies Massacre was a mass murder that took place October 16th, 1991, in Killeen, Texas, United States. when George Hennard crashed his pickup truck through the front window, got to ban pickup trucks, on a Luby's cafeteria and shot 50 people, killing 23, exchanged shots with responding officers and then hid in a bathroom and fatally shot himself. You were there. You lost your parents. I know it's tough to talk about, but we've now seen fathers that lost children in the last few shootings come out and say, don't use this to take people's guns, but the media tries to ignore them. You, as a survivor, I mean, you more than anybody have a right to lay out the record. Can you, for people that don't know, describe what happened and what would have happened if you would have had a firearm?
Well, to try to keep it brief for you folks, my parents and I was about 31, I think, at the time, or I just dated myself. My parents and I had gone to the local cafeteria, and we were actually eating with the manager of the cafeteria. The place was packed. It was boss's day. It was the day after payday, middle of the day, beautiful day, and this guy drove his truck through the window. It was a floor-to-ceiling window. And crashed into a number of tables and came to a jerking halt pretty much in the middle of the restaurant. And, of course, you think it's an accident. And we began to rise up to go help people we had knocked over, and we heard gunshots. I was on the passenger side of the vehicle, and it was maybe 15 feet away from me. My father and I immediately got down on the floor and turned the table up on its side in front of us. My mom was down behind us. And the shooting continued. Realize this was 1991 and these mass shootings weren't occurring back then, so it wasn't the first thing that comes to your mind. We were waiting for him to say something like, all right, everybody put your wallets up on the table, or something like that. But that didn't happen. He just kept shooting. And when he worked his way around the front of the truck and he was working toward us, I'm going to say 45 seconds had passed. And I realized he was just executing people. And it just 45 seconds, Alex, 45 seconds is an eternity. When I did realize that, I reached for my purse that had fallen on the floor next to me. I thought, I've got him. I've got this guy. I used to carry a gun in my purse illegally because an assistant DA out of Houston that was a patient of mine convinced me to carry it illegally. But I did like most people. You know, you think, what are the odds? If I need a gun, it's going to be if I break down on a back road somewhere. It's sure as heck not going to be in a crowded restaurant in the middle of the day. But my gun was 100 yards away in my car where I had begun dutifully leaving it. So long story short, at that point, my dad started to break free from my grip and said, I've got to do something, and I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. And he made a run at the guy, and the guy just turned and shot my father in the chest. I apologize. I'm trying to make it a short story.
I know, but it's important. Thank you for sharing it. We'll be right back with more of this powerful testimony from Susanna Hupp. I'm Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Again, thanks for tuning in on the Sunday transmission. We're also here weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, the website is Infowars.com. Let's go back to this amazing testimony by Luby's Massacre survivor, Susanna Huck.
The good news with that, my dad was mortally wounded. I mean, he had covered maybe half the distance, 7-8 feet from me, but he was still alive. The good thing about that was it made the gunman change directions, and he had to go off to my left instead of continuing directly toward me. Somebody way at the back of the restaurant broke out on one of the windows back there and began to escape through that window. People were able to escape that way. We were kind of up in the front corner and couldn't get out. When I saw what I thought was a chance, the gunman had his back turned toward me. I stood up, I grabbed my mother by the shirt collar and said, come on, we've got to run, we've got to get out of here. And my feet grew wings. So circle it back around, my mom did not follow me out. And I didn't know that until after, literally, I was outside of the restaurant.
She was staying with your dad, wasn't she?
The police officers later told me what happened to her. They said that, and a number of them were patients of mine, and they took me and my family to lunch about a week later and told us. They said that when they got into the front, they saw a woman on her knees cradling a mortally wounded man. And they didn't know who the gunman was. And they saw this 30-something-year-old man walk up to her. They said he put a gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. And they said all they had to do was fire a shot into the ceiling, and this guy rabbited to a back bathroom alcove area. As he said, exchanged a little gunfire with him and then put a bullet in his own head. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary a couple of weeks prior to this, and it just didn't occur to me while I was running. Mom wasn't going anywhere without Dad. So I was really angry, Alex. I was really, I was really angry. I felt very guilty. I was very angry. I know people think I made this up later, but you can check the newspapers from the second day. I said I was angry at my legislators because they had legislated me out of the right to protect myself and my family. And you can say, well, Susanna, you could have missed. Yeah, I could have. Your gun could have jammed. Well, okay, it's possible. It was a revolver, not likely, but it's possible. But the one thing you can't argue with is it would have changed the odds. I can't begin to tell you how frustrating it is to sit there and wait for it to be your turn and having no way, no means of defending yourself. I can't imagine being in that position again and having my children or my grandchildren with me and having no way of defending them. Makes me physically ill.
Well, we now have countless cases since you went public back in 91, 92, 93, where people have at churches and everywhere else stopped gunmen. Just happened down in San Antonio. It's just happened other places just since the Sandy Hook shooting. And the media will not cover it nationally. And we see these countless local news videos of gunmen coming in trying to shoot people for no reason at shops and concealed carry folks that know how to use them. Take them out, and I see the gun grabbers rushing in to try to ban guns right now because they know the gun culture and the self-defense culture is taking over society. All the top-rated TV shows, women out buying guns, liberal women's magazines, you know, show women with guns now. Not because they want guns, the liberal owners, but because they realize women have woken up. They're losing. That's why they're launching this offensive against the Second Amendment. Would you like to elaborate on that statement? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with you, but I do think that they see an opportunity here because of the Connecticut shooting. You know, it's so hard for any of us to imagine that all those little children being just executed like that. It's just, you want a way.
And they put the guilt onto us. Have you ever seen such demonization of gun owners where they say, we're Klan, Nazis, we helped kill those children when it was a gun-free zone and the media advertising crazies go to schools and kill people? If anybody has blood on their hands, it's them.
Isn't that the truth? That's something that I've advocated for years, is for teachers to be able to carry. And, of course, here in Texas, individual schools can make that decision. My school does not allow the teachers to carry. But I can tell you that I know a few that carry anyway. They just keep their mouth shut and do it, thank God. You know, the bad guys, I don't know why people don't get this. Bad guys like that want a high body bag count. They're going to go where they think they can shoot as many people as possible without anybody shooting back at them.
Nobody knows these cowards like you. No doubt your father saved your life. Nobody knows these evil people like you. Susanna Hupp, a survivor of the Libby's massacre here with us, and really, you know, the grandmother of the concealed carry movement. No doubt, not to use the term grandmother like she's old, but she's the person that really started it. Thank God, and saved countless lives. Why do these cowards always commit suicide as soon as the cops show up? I mean, it just shows they really are ghoulish demons, that they all act exactly the same.
You know, I'm trying to teach my children. I have two boys, 16 and 14. And I think society in general tries to teach people that these bad guys are just misunderstood, or they've had a hard life, or, you know, all the various and sundry excuses that you can come up with for them. I've actually literally had people ask me, why didn't you try to talk the guy down? Like, really? You know, I mean, I can't even argue with that. It's such a stupid statement.
Yeah, just shot your dad in the chest, and then you're going to go talk to him.
Let me go talk to this guy about his childhood. What I'm trying to teach my children is that, you know, there certainly are criminals. I would say the vast majority of criminals in the world that were created. You know, they did have bad childhoods and whatnot. But there's also evil. I honestly believe there is absolute evil that exists in the world.
That's my next point. Have you noticed that with Son of Sam, Ramirez, the Night Stalker, Harrison Kleibold, Lanza, and the guy that just shot the firefighters, they were all admitted devil worshippers. Shouldn't we be profiling them?
I did not know that, but I'm not even slightly surprised. Maybe mildly surprised, but not shocked. How about that?
It's incredible.
The evil exists, and I believe that you must do your best to stand between evil and innocent people. You know, I'll tell you what one of my biggest fears is, Alex. One of my biggest fears is that I'm going to be in some position that I get shot and killed by a bad guy, and I'm not able to get a round off for some reason. And I'm so afraid that the other side is going to say, see, her gun didn't help her. And I've said it a million times. It's not a guarantee. It changes the odds.
It means you're not a helpless prey animal to be fed upon by devil worshippers and psychopaths.
At least I'm not going to be an easy target. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to bloody them. You know, they might take me out, but I'm going to do my best to put them in the hospital at the very least. Everybody's going to know who the bad guy is.
You know, in the time we have here, because I know you've got to go, Shane, maybe you can do 5 more minutes with us after the break to talk about your book, which I need to carry at the InfoWars online bookstore because I know it's so important. We all need to reach out to the dumbed down people that really think turning their guns in is going to protect them. Looking at Dianne Feinstein, have you seen the testimony in Congress where she admits she has a concealed carry but doesn't want you to be able?
I have seen written quotes from it, but I have not actually seen it, no.
It's amazing, though. I mean, how can they all have bodyguards and she can be worth $100 million, but then we're not supposed to have guns?
I remember being on CNN or one of those shows when Rosie O'Donnell, there had been some incident with one of her adopted children. A bodyguard protected the child, you know, and I went on the air and said she must be feel awfully silly at the moment because she's telling all of us to disarm and most of us don't have her kind of money that we can hire personal bodyguards for our kids, and she must be terribly embarrassed. But I feel that way pretty much about Feinstein and most of them. It's just an elitist attitude. It's okay for me, but it's not for you because I don't trust you.
Well, if you notice, I've even got Christian Science Monitor admitting, I have an article, that our government's trying to restrict free speech online and going the way of China. I've got an article after you leave us we're going to go over where top Georgetown professors saying, yeah, go ahead and kill old people, death panels. I mean, they're not just going after the Second Amendment. Do you see it as a big canary in the coal mine that they are this open and brazen right now?
Here's what I really think, Alex. I don't think Obama is the problem. I don't think Feinstein is the problem. I honestly believe that our public education system is the problem. Because those are the people that are growing up to run for office that think socialism and Marxism is a good thing. They're the ones that grow up and vote for the Obamas and the Feinstein. So I truly believe, you know, you and I tend to attack this, and a lot of partisans tend to attack this at the top. You know, well, we have to get so-and-so out of office or into office. And I really hold that the problem is down in the school system.
All right, folks, that's all we've got time for with Susanna Hupp. We're going to go to break and start the second hour with special reports. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we discovered her. We found her identity, the Obama phone lady. Obama got us a phone. He's going to do more. That's right. I had her in studio last week. That's coming up as well.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.